The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Now, 10-year-old Kian Smith from Waterford. He recently took home the gold medal in the Under-12 Illan Pipes competition and the Under-12 Tin Whistle competition at Flack Yolna Heron in Sligo. Well done, Kian Smith, wherever you may be. Oh, he's here in front of me. Kian, are you all right?
I am, are you?
Okay, it's one of those ones. Anyway, he won the Illan Pipes contest, and Kian's teacher, David Parr, posted a video online of the 10-year-old in action, and the internet loved it. So you shut up for a second, we're going to take a blast of this. Here we go. Okay, I'm delighted now to welcome Kian, you've heard him already, and his Illan Pipes teacher David Power into the studio this morning. Welcome to you, David, as well.
Thanks.
Now, Kian, how long have you been playing the Illan Pipes?
I've been playing them 2 years now.
You've been playing them 2 years now. So what age are you now?
I'm 10.
That's right, very good. I said that already, I just wanted to know if you were listening. Do you practice a lot?
I do a practice in the morning and I might do a bit in the evening.
What do you do in the afternoon? Go for a walk.
Well, homework and...
Oh, right, of course, I forgot about that. Are you back at school now this week?
Yeah. We are, yeah. It's school day today.
Really? Oh, so, but you're not at school now?
No.
Right,
no,
but you should be. Where are you going to school?
Ballymacarbery National School.
And do all your friends play Illan Pipes as well?
No, I'm the only one that plays Illan Pipes.
All right, okay. So, what do you like to play? I mean, first of all, do you have a book of famous Illan Pipe tunes or whatever? Or do you take pop songs for the day and try and do them on the Illan Pipes?
A bit of both.
Oh, really? A bit of both, okay. Don't look there, look to the left, yeah. Is David a good teacher?
He's the best.
He's the best, is he? All right, fair enough. Okay. Is it all right to be back at school? What class are you in now, by the way?
I'm going into fifth.
You're going into fifth, yep. Right. And then it's sixth, and then it's what, secondary school after that, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you going to secondary school?
Hopefully to high school.
Hopefully to high school, right. In Dungarvan, is it now?
No.
Where's that?
Clonmel.
Oh, Clonmel, okay. Oh, fair enough, right. So, David... this is ridiculous because he's to your left, so listen, don't look that way. How good is he?
Pretty good.
Is he? Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty hot stuff.
But seriously, at that age, I mean, to be able to do all that, because I have to say at this stage of the game, right, how shall I put this as delicately as possible? My brother is a poet. He's a very good poet, but he was also a member of the Peabody Illan. Ah, God, he was dreadful. Fantastic. It was like strangling a cow upstairs in the bedroom. Sorry about that, but there you go. And by the way, his pipes were made by Seamus Ennis. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
They were made.
Yeah. So in other words, they're worth a fortune. Could I sell them on eBay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
Big style.
By the way, he's very good. Is he exceptionally good?
Exceptionally.
Wow, how the hell could a 10-year-old be this good? Is that it?
Like, no matter how long you've been playing, if you can play the way that Kian is able to play, you're a technically very good piper. So
right, and down through the years, I've always known this, and listen to my brother, I certainly do. The Illan Pipes, especially difficult instrument to play.
They would be. I mean, there's a sort of a combination of, technical ability with fingers and pressure regulation. So there's pressure modulation going on all the time at a sort of a microscopic level, and the better you are at that pressure regulation, as well as having good hands, means you're a better piper.
But I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it's true, isn't it? Like, I mean, people say it takes 15 to 20 years to really get it right.
And I suppose everybody's developmental curve is different, but I think if you start at the right time and if you've got the right instruction, the right instrument and everything else, you can really do it much quicker than that if you've got the talent.
Right. So, Kian, how's your developmental curve?
That's just grand.
Okay, fair enough. by the way, if I was to ask you details of the Illan Pipes, would you know? Like, if I meant about the bags and the bellow and the chanters and the drones and the regulators, could you point everything out to me, yeah?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, then listen, how many drones are there?
Three.
What's that? The bass, the baritone, the tenor, I suppose?
Well done, Dave.
I remember little bits and pieces about all this. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never played them. By the way, people who would mix up the Illan Pipes with the bagpipes and that, which they would anywhere outside of these islands, it's not that much different in terms. One is blow, one is elbow.
Well,
kind of Illan.
Or put it, there's a couple of fundamental differences. I mean, I suppose musically the biggest difference is that the bagpipes play just one full octave, whereas the Illan Pipes play two, and that's kind of in terms of, we'll say...
And that would be the chanter, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, the chanter. Yeah. So then
that's
other different...
the melody is played on.
The melody, the main melody bit. And the next thing then is the fact that the Irish Uilleann pipes have regulators, the harmony bit. No other pipes in the world have that. You know, and most pipes have drones. That's the continuous tone that you get, and bagpipes.
So the mellowness, the sweetness of the tone, this regulators is literally regulates.
It doesn't regulate anything. It's an unusual, a misnomer of a name, really.
Oh, really?
But yeah, because they're basically the harmony bit, and no other pipes in the world have it. Like the Irish Uilleann pipes are the most advanced bagpipe in the world.
Are you any good?
I can play.
I can play. Here's an answer, all right. And yeah. So the bag inflated by the bellows and all the rest. Now we're going to get a demonstration here,
sure.
Are we? And like in getting a demonstration, Keane, if I was asking you, doesn't it take time to kind of, I don't know, to crank it up kind of thing, you know? Like, it's not as though you're going to be able to do this. We might have to take an ad break.
Yeah, it does take a good while.
And tell us about actually practicing. What do you do when you practice? Are you all alone?
No. I have my mother with me.
Oh, does she like the pipes? Does she play the pipes?
Yeah, she loves them. No, she doesn't play them now.
Okay. And when did you take them up?
I took them up
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And why? Yeah. Do you just like the sound?
Yeah, I love the sound and the instrument.
And, like, I mean, is there a difficulty? Are you able to do it okay? From the board?
Not at the start, though.
Very difficult
at the start.
So what else do you like doing besides all this game?
Soccer? I love soccer.
Do you follow football teams in Ireland or England, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Who do you follow?
Ireland. And Arsenal.
Arsenal?
Yeah.
Oh, they lost 2-0 there in their first match, but they're doing okay, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing grand.
They're doing all right, yeah. Okay, we're going to go to some live music. But by the way, like learning new tunes and that, what do you do? Like, do you look at any kind of a book that might be there, or do you go through it page by page, or do you look at old, like the famous people like Liam Hogue or any of those kind of people?
No, not really, but David tapes the tune for me. I listen to that.
Oh, and what do you mean tapes the tune?
So I play it for him.
All right, yeah.
And
yeah.
We'll write it out as well, and he'll...
Yeah.
Right.
It's scarcely needed. He'll have it after hearing it the first or second time.
And so you've noticed something with Keane that you haven't noticed maybe with a lot of other people. Although, having said that, he's not the only student of yours has been noticed.
No,
that
that's true, yeah.
Who else is there?
Cuivino Farrell from Onrhyng in West Waterford. Started out very young, similar to Keane, on the tin whistle, very sharp, and very quickly got very competent on the pipes, and he won the Young Musician of the Year, the T.G. Cahir Young Musician of the Year award a few years ago, and he's playing music all over the world now.
All right, okay. Well, listen, Keane, you're the man, so what are you going to play for us today?
We'll play the flogging reel together.
You're going to play the flogging reel together?
Oh, you're going to play it on your own.
Oh, wait a minute. The two of you. Wait a minute. Have you got pipes in here too? There's a bunch of pipes around the floor. I can only see one. Oh, no, I can see two sets maybe. Yeah. No, you're on your own there, Keane. You didn't know this, did you not? Look at him going, come on, you were supposed to do it with me. Well, he's not. Okay, well, I'm going for a nad break. Get your pipes together and we'll give a blast after that, okay?
Right.
Here, by the way, I mentioned Napeabri Uilleann earlier on. I just want to say the fantastic work that they do, all right, yeah, because David wants me to point that out, and quite rightly so. And you can check it out on their website, or pipers.ie. Now, have you had enough time, Keane? Right, off you go, the flogging reel. Here goes, live. Thank you.
talent.
Indeed, fantastic. Cian, good man yourself. And by the way, David, thank you very much. I see it was a nice drive up this morning from Dungarvan, wasn't it? Yeah, good man. Listen, thank you very much indeed for coming up. Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. And by the way, always play sitting down. Yeah, it's always... Can you just get over there?
Sure.
Can you play standing up at all? I mean,
To be absolutely technically correct about it, people like Johnny Doran used to play at fairs, and they'd use a little stick, a kind of a short stick, and they'd stand their leg up in it they get the chanter down their knee.
Right.
But mostly,
yeah, you have to do it sitting down. All right, listen, David, as I say, thanks for coming up from Dungarvan. And thank you, Cian. Good man yourself.